Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 147, Seven Things Exercise Does to Your Brain. Is it hard to find the time to exercise? Perhaps if you knew how exercise rewires your brain, it would give you new willpower. In this podcast, I'm going to share the latest medical research on the seven things exercise does to your brain. Becky's experience. Becky was a 38-year-old mom who came to see me for heart palpitations. Since the birth of her third child, she never seemed to bounce back. "I'm always feeling palpitations in my chest," she said. "To make things worse, I often feel sad for no apparent reason, and it is almost as if I have brain fog," she said. "Are you exercising regularly?" I asked. "That's the problem," she said. "I'm afraid to exercise. I'm worried that with the palpitations, I might have a heart attack." To figure out what was going on, I asked Becky to wear a heart monitor for 30 days. I also scheduled her for a stress test. Fortunately, all of her tests came back just fine. All she had were some benign premature heartbeats. I encouraged her to start exercising again and come back to see me again in a month. Reluctant at first, she agreed to this plan. 1 month later, she was a changed person. "How did it go?" I asked. "At first it was hard," she said. "Knowing that the palpitations were benign, they didn't bother me so much. I'm much happier now. The brain fog also went away. My memory is better and my thinking clearer." Well, is there any scientific explanation for what just happened to Becky? Below are the seven things exercise does to your brain according to the latest medical studies. Number one, makes you happier. Have you ever wondered if an antidepressant would make you feel happier? 4 years after graduating from medical school, I came across this landmark study that caused me to rethink everything I had been taught about depression. The study design was really quite simple. Dr. James A. Blumenthal and colleagues from Duke University recruited 156 people suffering from a severe bout of depression. Half of the patients were given the antidepressant Zoloft, and half were prescribed an exercise program. The exercise program wasn't hard, just a total of 145 minutes of exercise each week. Even though the study was funded by a drug company, to everyone's surprise, the patients prescribed exercise did every bit as well as a group that was given Zoloft. Not only did the group prescribed exercise also recover from their depression, they also became much more physically fit than the group prescribed Zoloft. At the time, I wondered if the findings of the study were really true. So often, one study comes out that contradicts another, and they go back and forth, and it can be hard to try to figure out where the truth is since different studies come up with the opposite conclusion. Since this study was published in 1999, there have now been many studies done that all have come to basically the same conclusion. While this initial study resulted in a tie when it came to depression treatment of Zoloft versus exercise, subsequent studies have shown that exercise beats antidepressants for the treatment of depression. If you are currently taking an antidepressant, never stop a medicine without the approval of your doctor. While we aren't 100% sure why exercise makes people feel happier, it likely has something to do with the feel-good endorphins, which are released with exercise. Alternatively, exercise, at least moderate levels of exercise, decrease inflammation. And there are many studies now that are coming out that maybe depression isn't a problem with abnormal chemicals in the brain, but maybe depression is inflammation of the brain. And so exercise has an anti-inflammatory effect, at least moderate levels. Of course, you can always overdo it, and then it could cause inflammation. Number two, it boosts your memory. Can you remember phone numbers like you once could in high school or college? Your memories are stored in the part of your brain known as the hippocampus. To keep memories intact, you need as many healthy nerve connections in the brain as possible. If you don't take care of your brain, over time, these neurons and nerve connections in your hippocampus may fail. Fortunately, studies show that exercise boosts nerve growth and new connections in the hippocampus area of the brain. This memory-enhancing effect of exercise is so powerful that it may even be passed on to your children. For example, studies have shown that exercising during pregnancy increases the memory of your children. How exercise boosts memory is not completely known. However, it likely has something to do with increased levels of BDNF, or brain-derived neurotrophic factor. BDNF can be thought of as brain fertilizer. To learn more about how to boost your BDNF levels, I did do a blog previously on this. Perhaps you remember it. That was blog number 81. 81. Number three. This is the third effect of what exercise does to your brain. Number three, gives you more energy. Why am I always so tired? Patients ask me this every day, and this is probably the number one symptom that patients report to me in my cardiology clinic. How do I respond? Well, I typically respond, the best energy pill I can give you is to exercise. Is fatigue, or say a lack of energy, a physical thing or a mental thing? I suspect it's both. Regardless, exercise works. In a review of 8 studies involving 1,518 people suffering from the chronic fatigue syndrome, so these are people the most depleted of energy, exercise was shown to be the most effective treatment for this condition. Number four, reduces stress. Like Becky in the story above, do you often feel overwhelmed with everything you have to do? I know this is something that I'm always struggling with. For me, my stress-reducing drug is exercise. This is what got me through medical school and my residency training. Without a regular dose of exercise, I would never survive my stressful life as a cardiologist and as a father of 4 young children. Indeed, many studies back up what I have long experienced. Exercise decreases stress levels. It even helps people who suffer from anxiety. Once again, we're not quite sure how exercise helps with stress. 2 likely candidates include increased endorphins, or maybe it's just sleeping better at night from all that exercising during the day. Number 5, the 7 things that exercise does to your brain. It increases your brain processing speed. Have you ever struggled with a slow computer? The same thing can happen to your brain. While you can't yet buy a faster brain, you can significantly speed up the processing power of your brain with exercise. Number 6, frees you from addictions. Do you suffer from a sugar addiction? I know I do. Based on the results of many studies, exercise may be one of the best tools you have to free yourself from any addiction. While we aren't yet sure how exercise helps to break addictions, it likely has something to do with normalizing the dopamine signaling and reward pathways in the brain. Regardless of your addiction, studies show that exercise will help you break your addiction. Thus, to take control of your brain, take control of your life, you got to start exercising. Last, the 7th thing that exercise does to your brain, it improves concentration. Are you easily distracted? Based on the results of medical studies, one possible reason is that you may not be as physically active as you should be. Being able to focus your mind helps you both at work and, say, if you're just listening to a child. Many Fortune 500 CEOs credit their success to their ability to focus and concentrate. If you want to improve your concentration, exercise is your new best friend. Final thoughts. The evidence is clear. If you want a better brain, you need to exercise regularly. If you aren't exercising now, talk with your doctor to make sure it is safe for you to start. Exercise doesn't mean you have to buy a gym membership. Personally, I hate the gym. My wife, on the other hand, loves the gym. The very best exercise is the one you will do. Let me repeat that. The best exercise is the one you will do. If you don't like to exercise, keep exploring new ways to move your body until you can find something that you like. It could be dancing, carrying your golf clubs on the golf course, or even taking a nightly walk in your neighborhood with your spouse. If you're strapped for time, be creative. You may need to multitask to stay physically active. For me, I would not be able to exercise on most days without my treadmill desk. As my work requires me to spend many hours on the computer each day, I had to find a way to combine computer time with exercise time. Even as I am doing this podcast, I'm walking on my treadmill desk at 3 miles an hour at a 4% grade. While this may not seem like much, I have walked more than 10 miles uphill putting together the basis for this blog article. So let's now wrap it up. How has exercise helped your brain? I want to know. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com, blog number 147. Scroll down to the bottom where it says leave a comment and do that. Leave a comment. Leave your experiences so that others may benefit and be inspired. As always, any questions you have, I'll do my best to answer them. I know you've heard me say this before, but if you've not yet signed up for my newsletter, please do so. There's great information there. You won't find anywhere on this web. It's not in the podcast. It's not anywhere else. So sign up. Comes out every Tuesday morning. Also, if you ever get a chance, please rate me on iTunes, on the iTunes site or Stitcher, wherever you listen. That's what helps more people to find these podcasts so that we can help more people. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.